It's the Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX. You know what happens on Thursday, Amy?
I am so excited. The NFL season officially begins.
It officially starts. Yes, it does. We have a game Thursday, but the one that we are concerned with at this very moment, the Kansas City Chiefs will open their season on Friday night in Brazil at Corinthians Arena. It's going to be really cool. So they are playing in Brazil. They'll take on the Chargers. And joining us now on the guest line is Danan Hughes, radio analyst, who was with us all last season and the one before, talking Chiefs football, and he joins us now. How's it going, Danan?
It's going all right. Good to be back with you guys. I thought you guys would get tired of me by now.
What are you talking about, man? We've been missing you.
I've seen you all over.
Seen you do some broadcasting, and I'm thinking, man, I want to talk to Danan. He's too good for us now.
Man, that makes me feel so good.
Yeah, people are like, man, did Danan Hughes big time you guys? I'm like, no, it's just, no football right now. And now that football's starting back up again and starting in Brazil for you, you leave super early tomorrow morning to head to Sao Paulo.
Yeah, we do. We get on the plane, I think, around 6 a.m. or get going to the airport by then. And I believe it's supposed to be like around an 11-hour flight. So, for me, it doesn't matter. I sleep the entire way. Like, I probably get the best sleep on planes.
That's amazing.
I remember a couple of years ago, we went to Germany, and I believe it was around the same amount of time, 12-hour flight. And I was asleep for 10 of the 11. Coming back, I slept for 9.5 of the 11.
What? I don't get it.
Are you sitting up while you're sleeping?
Yep. Wow. Sitting up, got my neck pillow, and I am out cold. I was just traveling with my wife this past weekend for Labor Day, and I was asleep through a whole 3-hour delay on the plane. I did not realize that it was delayed. So I did that last year, too, with the Chiefs. On a Chiefs plane, we had delay last year. So I don't know what it is. When I'm sitting still, my body just kind of shuts down.
So I am so jealous.
So, and no pharmaceutical assistance to sleep on the plane?
Nope. Just my earphones and put on my sunglasses, and I am out like a light.
This might be more impressive than your NFL career.
I can't believe it.
Your career, like you officially. I mean, the fact that you made it to the NFL.
This is my friend Danan. Two really cool things about him. One, he played in the NFL. Yeah, cool. Big deal. Also, he goes to sleep on airplanes and sleeps the entire time. Okay. That's amazing.
We got to get to football, but
We don't have to. We got to get to the bottom of this.
Having this quality, but then also being with a professional sports team, isn't that a potentially dangerous combination for pranks? I know there were some.
Yeah. Not really. I mean, I'm old and washed up now, so they don't bother me.
Yeah, but did you have this skill when you were younger?
Actually, I've always had this skill. I never sat up on planes. I'm not a movie watcher or anything like that. I just knock out. It's almost like I can't not do it. That's the thing.
If
you ask me to sit up and play cards or watch a movie or something like that, I'm like, my body just says, no, this is where I'm comfortable. Good night. We'll see you in Sao Paulo. So that's a good thing.
You're going to live to be 120.
You are.
It's amazing.
And you're meant to travel. Okay.
So, all right, let's talk some football here. And I guess more specifically, let's talk about this game in Brazil. And as you mentioned, the Chiefs. Friday Night Lights. You've played in Germany, now in Brazil. I know some teams, there's so much that goes into having to travel to another country and then be there for a while. And you get there well in advance. And maybe it could be as tiring as travel can actually get, modern travel. How do you feel about these games that are overseas?
I don't mind them. I understand the business of the NFL, and I think what a lot of fans have to recognize is that what the NFL has done, whether it was Paul Tagliabue or Roger Goodell or whoever's been at the helm, is they've made it a global sport 365 days a year. And just like here on the U.S., on this soil, we might think that we put down football for a few days a year. We have to recognize that overseas, it's never put down. Yes, soccer might be the most popular sport in a lot of countries, but when you talk about Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, and now obviously with Travis and Taylor Swift and the Super Bowls and all the, you know, the game-winning drives and the magic by Mahomes, like, people from all over the world are enamored with that. So I think it's great for the NFL. It was a fun experience in Germany a couple of years ago. It was cold, so I'm kind of amped up about the fact that we're going this early and we're going to Brazil where it should be around the same temperature or similar temperature as here. So I like that it's early in the season. As we mentioned, we're leaving in the morning. So there's always a method to the madness, because when we went to Germany, we actually went overnight. So we got to the facility around 9 p.m., I believe, and then we got to the airport, and it was a red eye. So this one's different. I feel like the reason why it's different is because, and Andy is more calculated than anybody, and this is just my guess, in this circumstance, because we play at night and it's 2 hours difference there, and we have this circumstance where if the players were here in Kansas City, they would be up from 7 until 7, right? Whether it's practice, whether it's running errands, whether it's getting treatment or whatever. So your body clock doesn't really change in regards to how far you're traveling, because you're traveling during the time when you would normally be up and moving around. And I feel like there's some calculated understanding or recognition, I should say, about that, because we want to hit the ground running. And everybody's worried about the flight and how you shake that off. I've been in that locker room. I played twice in Japan, and we played once in Mexico when I was playing back in the 90s. And those were 13-hour flights to Japan, and we had to play games. And you just make the best of it. Once you shake out your body, and you see somebody across the field from you with a different jersey and different helmet, you want to go hit somebody in the mouth. that's what we got to get amped up to do.
No, I mean, that's such a great point. I mean, when you're flying basically due south, 11 hours due south versus 11 hours east, you don't have that big time change. You know, going to Australia or Japan, it can really mess up the body clock. But this is just a little bit east, mostly south, so a two-hour difference. That, like you said, you can hit someone in the mouth really on the same time schedule.
Yeah, I mean, and think about it. That Germany game was in the middle to latter part of the season. So you had all the dynamics of your body's already hurting. Mm-hmm. You're battling through injuries and stiffnesses and all that stuff. And then you had to go play a game. Now these guys, they're champing at the bit for an opportunity to play another team, especially an AFC West opponent and rival in the Chargers. This is another year where the Chargers are picked, go figure, they're picked to be a team to either win the AFC West or be at the top with the Broncos, and maybe we're getting overlooked just a bit. Everybody wants to say that at some point this rain has to stop. I disagree. So I'll say, let's keep it rolling. We got a 10th straight AFC West championship on the line this season, and what better way to start it than going against the Chargers?
So you still think the Chiefs are the favorite this year?
Obviously. Absolutely. I think until you dethrone the champs, then we are the champs. And we're still starting the season off with a similar offensive line with a couple of new pieces. We're still starting the season off with the same defensive line with one new piece. We're starting with the defensive backfield, our offensive backfield, which is, I think, more loaded than it was last year. We don't have the injuries like we had last year, where we had to sustain Rashee Rice being out, Hollywood Brown being out, Isaiah Pacheco being out. Now, we don't have Rashee for these first six games, I should say, but we still got a second-year Xavier Worthy that had 9 touchdowns on scrimmage last year, and you got to expect it to be better and better opportunities, or more opportunities, I should say, now with Rashee down for these first six games. So I like where we are. I think Patrick's got something to prove. The last taste in the mouths of this Chiefs team and the Chiefs kingdom was that debilitating loss in the Super Bowl. It was embarrassing. Nobody's really talked about it, which is a good thing. But I feel like as a player, I remember having retribution in the back of my mind and wanting redemption. And these guys are primed to do it. Like, everybody's kind of counting them out, thinking maybe I've seen on TV where they said, you know, we've shown our weakness and we're not, you know, we're not untouchable anymore because of the way the Eagles beat us in the Super Bowl. And that's got to fuel those guys up in the locker room, because I know from being that guy, okay, I'm going to show you. If you think that we're done, let's lace them up and let's show it. And you got to go out there and prove it. And I think this team's ready to do that.
Hey, Dana, not to linger on this, but with Rashee Rice and his suspension, was the team expecting six games? Do you think, was that higher, lower than you thought? And then also, what can his interaction be with the team during that time?
So I always said from the time I saw the video, I said this is a six-game suspension.
Really?
Now, up until this point, there were people around, people I'm close with, that were thinking 10. Some people were thinking 4. Then when you had Addison from the Vikings only get 3, people were hopeful that he would get 3 or 4. But I just kind of felt like 6 was the lane that they were going to be in, especially when you have the added component that he left the scene and you have the video. And when you have other guys, like Addison is a perfect example, there was no video. So you probably get off a little lighter when you don't get to see the infraction. And because we got to see the infraction, unfortunately, nobody died or was seriously injured. Now you got a situation where the video is there. We see you walking off and you got 6 games. Now, with the suspension, you cannot be around the team. You cannot be around the facility. You cannot participate in anything. So he has to be diligent and disciplined in staying in shape. He participated in everything in the offseason, OTAs, training camp, mini camps, preseason games. And now he's got to take the task on his shoulders of when it's time in week 7 for him to come back, he's got to come back and be in as quality shape as he is right now. And that's going to be something that everybody's going to be paying attention to, especially his teammates.
And I imagine the organization is not happy with him.
Well, I don't think they were happy from the onset. Like, I don't think the unhappiness or the lack of, or I should say just the concern of the situation greatened ever since then. I think once you saw the video, it's like, dang, okay, this is going to be a blow to our team. And you have the component of him being injured last year and only playing in those first 3 games and getting injured against the same Chargers team. So I feel like when you saw last year what he could be and how his season was going, there was something, you know, in him that said, you know what, I got to go and show and prove, and I am the number one receiver, even though Xavier Worthy is showcasing his skills the way he is. But I can't say that the disappointment is any higher or lower than it. It's just, I think there's more of an exhale right now, to be honest. It's like, okay, now we know what we're working with. Up until this point, we did not know. I think sometimes the NFL does a disservice to the fan bases and to the teams by drawing things out as long as they do. But I think everybody around the Chiefs organization, and I would say the Chiefs fans, are content. I won't say happy, but I would say they are content with the fact that we now know how we're going to have to approach this first quarter of the season plus without Rashee Rice in the lineup. And we don't have to worry about week 1, week 2, week 3, him playing in every single week, wondering if the hammer was going to be dropped and he was going to be suspended during the middle of the season. So there's some peace of mind when you have that component.
Man, it cannot be easy coming back in week 7 when everyone else is full stride. How do you stay sharp enough? How do you stay NFL sharp, NFL ready on your own?
It's actually easier to come back in that circumstance, because here's the thing. If I've been sitting on the sideline, or not even being able to sit on the sideline, I have to sit in the stands or stay at home and watch the games, and I see my brothers that I've worked out with, blood, sweat, and tears, gone through the ups and downs and the rigmarole of the off season and training and all that, and I see them out there laying their lives or their livelihoods on the line every single game, and I can't help contribute. Like, there's a blow to my ego and to my persona that I'm like I'm a caged animal. Let me back on this field as quickly as possible so I can go do what God has blessed me to be able to do. So I feel like with that in mind, and then having coming back from the injury last year and having the embarrassment of this whole ordeal, like I expect Rashee Rice to hit the ground running like no other. And so I don't think it'll be as difficult. It's not like he's new to this organization. It's not like he's new to this offense. He's going to have the psychological factor involved and understanding the offense and being able to jump right into the huddle. But from a mental standpoint, that's where it's going to be like if you don't have Rashee Rice on your roster in fantasy football, you better have him on your roster week 7. Because that first game, when you have something to go and show and prove to the world and you feel like everybody, you've let everybody down or you feel like there are people counting you out, as an athlete, you always try to internalize different things to keep you motivated. Like I joked with you guys in the past. I said, you know what, I go on the field and I think the other team said something about my mama. They kicked my dog. They spit on my sister. Like whatever I can generate mentally to hate the other team and to want to go out and embarrass them and showcase to the world that I belonged, that's what you generate mentally. So for Rashee, like he's going to have all the incentive in the world to be able to go out and perform at the highest level because I feel like he's going to feel isolated up until that time.
Yeah, Michael Jordan, it was the rookie. I forgot who it was. It was a rookie. He said he made it up in his mind. The rookie said something bad about him. And he went out and put up 50 on him or something. Like the guy said nothing about him. And you know, Jordan just made it up. You athletes are weirdos, man. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always said I'm a sandwich short of a picnic. There you go.
Dane and Hughes, have a safe trip to Brazil. We will be watching on Friday night. Chiefs, Chargers, looking forward to the season. Thank you, man.
Thank you all. Go Chiefs.
Dane and Hughes, radio analyst for the Kansas City Chiefs. We are, of course, the home of Chiefs football when Cardinals baseball is not happening, but Cardinals baseball is happening on Friday night. So the Chiefs open the season Friday. It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.